This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
I caught an Uber this morning. And
did you pay for it in trade or
no? Because you got to do the thing. But I might have been tempted to, because he said to me, he was talking about gym. He goes, "Oh, you work out, mate," and we're having a good chat. And then he pulls up his t-shirt and showed me his six pack.
Really?
Yep. Showed me his six pack. I got really excited.
Did you take a photo?
No, I didn't take a photo. But this is true. This happened this morning, and he was just saying, "Oh, you know, I'm working out really hard," and blah 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 blah. And then he said at the end, he goes, "Oh, but you know, I've just got married, and I know it's going to disappear." But it was really, I was really excited.
That's quite normal, because you get pretty before you get married, and then you get married and you let yourself go.
Do you reckon that's true?
Yeah, well, I mean, you look like you've been married. You've let yourself go, haven't you? You got married in the last couple of weeks.
You look like you have too. No, you're not.
Listen, I'm not married. I refuse to get married.
Yeah. Got some good news for dog lovers. There's now a legitimate reason why you should speak to your pet using puppy talk voice.
Oh, when we go, like, "Come over here, sugar. Like,
do you do that?
Well, I do. I can't help myself. And when you talk to the dogs, "Oh, it's my little babies, I love you." But I've noticed that when I get out to the park, if there's people around, I do try to butch it up. So instead of going, Brandy, I go, "Brandy, come back here." You
know? So I was always taught to use a deep voice. So I'll go, "Fuzzy, come on." You know, and when I speak in a deep voice, he listens and he'll obey.
But see, that's right. Your dog's called Fuzzy.
Yeah.
What are you, like a six-year-old girl? I mean, that's what your children call it. It's like when we used to have, you know, you call the goldfish Goldie, or, you know, the rabbit called Hoppy.
You know why I called him that? Because he looks like...
Because you're a six-year-old girl.
No, he looked like Fozzie Bear from The Muppets. Not from the back, because he's got floppy ears, he's all brown and curly.
Oh, that's right, because in your house it looks like The Muppet Show. Yeah. And who do you take after, Miss Piggy?
Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Or you're in green today, aren't you?
Kermit the Frog. But I've noticed when you're walking your dog and you come across another dog owner, and you know how they sniff each other's bums and you stop there for a while. And
I've been asked not to do that anymore in the streets.
Really?
My neighbours say, "Could you please stop sniffing my butt?" You know?
But if you notice when they do it, I always make a point of I wait and I let him do it. And I think, you know what, he enjoys it and this is how they communicate to each other. I don't pull them up. But I notice people get nervous. They go, "Come on." And their voice just raises and they call their dog in this high-pitched voice. Like, "Come on, man. Come on, Daisy." And you think, why? I've never heard someone with such a high-pitched voice. But it's always when these dogs are sniffing each other.
They do like to sniff, don't they?
They do like to sniff. But a study by the University of York reveals that we can communicate better to our dogs when we talk to them like babies.
So the dogs actually listen when we talk baby talk to them.
They call it DDS, dog-directed speech. Yes, they listen.
See, I don't believe that, because I go nicely, "Come on, outside, come outside, come outside." It's not until I go, "Get outside." They actually listen.
The researchers added that you should talk about dog stuff, like, you know, going on walks, eating treats, rather than discussing
sexing. Do you threaten your dog?
Well, he was done before.
I always say, if you don't behave, you're going to lose those things, let me tell you that.
So yours aren't DCX.
Oh, is that what I say to my husband? I can't remember. No, all my dogs have had their bits taken out.
But do you talk to your dogs about life problems? Do you sit there and go, "Well, you know..."
Yeah, I usually bitch about my husband to the dogs. You know, well, actually, I do. I sit on the lounge and I go, "God, he's lazy. I'd really like a coffee." And I whinge at the dogs until eventually he gets up.
The dogs are here, he goes again, using me as a third party. Millie, is it? Millie?
Well, Millie's the youngest one.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so we've got Trixie LaRue, Brandy Snaps and Millie Minogue. Oh. So they're either named after drag queens.
You're accusing me of naming Fuzzy, isn't it?
Yeah, but I named them after drag queens or American strippers.
And I named them after the Muppets.
Yeah.
So the results of this study showed that pooches paid more attention and spent more time with those who combined dog speak with dog-relevant topics. So they're saying we should speak in a high-pitched voice about dog things.
I'm safe.
And they love us.
I talk like that all day.
The researcher said this suggests that adult dogs need to hear dog-relevant words spoken in a high-pitched, emotional voice in order to find it relevant.
Okay, so for now when I go, "Stop licking your privates there, sweetie," you know.
did Did you see on... No, you've got to say it in a high pitch. Stop licking your privates.
I thought that was high. I'm trying to deep it up. I'm trying to be butchy.
Did you see on Friday there was a sneaky guide dog named Ty, and it went viral after he was filmed leading his owner into his favourite pet store.
That is so clever. So you're saying the dog keeps taking him to the pet store?
Yeah, so it's a pet supply store.
So if you had a guide dog, yours would go straight to the gym? Wouldn't it? Because it looks like that's where you spend your life.
Where would yours go, the bar?
Yeah, Dan Murphy's. Yeah.
Later on this hour, we're going to talk to someone from the Cancer Council.
We're having the biggest morning tea.
You're already hoeing into it.
Yeah, well, I went out to the shops just then and I got some little cakes. I'm hungry.
You didn't... I was hoping you'd bake something. You'd bake something, but they look like...
Do you know, I only found out, I've been living in the house 9 years, we actually have a kitchen. I thought it was a place I made cocktails.
Does Wayne do all the cooking?
He does everything. He does the cooking, the cleaning, the ironing. We were out for dinner and this person turned around and said, well, what do? You must be really good in bed. And I looked at Wayne and said, no, I think I just lay there and do nothing there as well. So I'm not quite sure how I've lasted 18 years.
You didn't cook anything. You went to the supermarket, but I can tell they're supermarket ones, aren't they?
I asked him last night at 6 o'clock to make his little cupcakes. And I got death looks.
Oh, fair enough. That's after dinner, you know. Too late to make him. Hey, I went to the supermarket yesterday and I decided I'd go to, you know, one of the discount chain.
Oh, the cheap Germans.
Yeah, I went there and I went in and I thought, oh, this, you know, was convenient.
So would you buy a generator, a clothesline?
You go in, there's all this junk.
There's no food.
Food's like this outer perimeter of the store. But I got what I wanted.
Do you want a tent?
Oh, there's a tent. I think there was a lawnmower. There were all these sorts of things that you'd think that would be in a supermarket. It was just everything you could imagine. I had a quick glimpse at it. But I went to the checkout and there was a huge queue. And I thought, okay, I'll wait here. And there was sort of a big gap in front of me between myself and the next person. And there were some things on the thing. And this lady came back.
That I hate that. Are you going to say so in the middle of pain, she left to go and get something?
No, so she hadn't paid yet, so there were still people being served in front. She was in front of me and she came back and she put a few things on the belt. And I thought, oh, fair, you know, you forget things. Sometimes you think, oh, I'll just quickly run and grab that. Don't have a problem with that. Then she disappeared again. And then she came back with another 7 items and she stacked them up. And then she disappeared again. And then she came back with another 4 items. She was placeholding.
She was playing you. She knew what was happening.
She was placeholding her place in the queue. So she was doing her shopping.
While she was shopping.
And I thought, well, that's pretty smart of her. Like, what a great idea. But everyone was getting so annoyed. And even I was getting a bit annoyed. Oh, this is a bit unfair now. It's not like you've forgotten 1 or 2 things. She was disappearing doing her shopping.
I'd understand if she had to run back and get a packet of condoms. Yeah, I mean, no one wants to get knocked up in a supermarket.
She didn't have to do that. So I thought, right, I've got to take action here. So I picked all my things up and moved them to the front of
her things. Her things. That's so good.
No, this isn't right. And then the person behind me did the same thing. And then she came back and she got so upset and so angry and she started screaming at us. And
did she swear at you?
She wasn't just swearing at me. She was swearing at everyone.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, oh, my goodness. So I'm a bit reluctant to go back there again.
I just throw things on the floor. Who cares?
Hey, how's your morning tea going?
Yeah, really good. My coffee's here. Thank you, Andy. We finally found a job for him. He's not just creepy and sits in the corner and plays with his knobs. He also makes coffee.
So we've got the Australia's biggest morning tea coming up. And Tom was, you know, charged with making some morning tea yesterday.
I slaved over those bloody jam chops.
Bringing it in. But I love, you know, he's brought it in sort of this plastic container. And there is a label. But I'm sure it's a plastic container you found in your cupboard.
Yeah, it says Made in Point Cook.
It's got a supermarket brand on top of it, but you've reused the container, haven't you? You did make the biscuits.
Oh, definitely.
Joining us is Head of Supporter Experience from the Cancer Council Victoria, Bernadette Kennedy. Bernadette, welcome to Joy.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
Excellent. You got your cup of tea over there?
I have indeed.
Looks like a sneaky one. I think it's a mimosa in a cup. Very early.
No, it's a tad early for me. It's just tea.
What do you think of Tom's biscuits? Be honest.
They look fabulous. I think if we could add maybe some strawberries, a little healthy eating to go with it, they'd be absolutely perfect for a morning tea.
Yeah, I've never heard anything so crazy in my life. Healthy?
Yes, it's good to mix it up and have some healthy little treats for your morning tea.
Well, no, you're right. Nothing's better than a garnish on a cocktail. Strawberry, you know, sometimes there's a blueberry.
Make it
but
healthy.
We're not here to talk about me.
No, we're not here
to talk about the big C.
What is Australia's biggest morning tea?
Australia's biggest morning tea is a terrific opportunity to get your friends and your colleagues together and have a morning tea and provide opportunity to raise funds for Cancer Council to support our research, prevention and support services.
So you invite all your friends around to have a little bit of a drink and...
You're in friends.
What about poor Andy has got no friends? Can he still
Andy
have a big morning tea?
Andy can come along to any of the morning teas. There's plenty. You can go to biggestmorningtea.com.au and you can register there to host a morning tea, or you can find other morning teas that you might like to be able to go to.
Oh, so we register?
Yes, register online and then you can host your morning tea. We'll send you out a terrific pack and we'll send you a fabulous e-cookbook filled with good recipes for your morning tea.
Tom needs
I don't cook and I don't read. So there's two things way off my... I mean, it sounds great. I mean, I'm going to give it away for Christmas.
Yeah. Great idea.
Well, you just give it to Wayne. He can cook with it.
Oh, no, he annoys me today. We've talked about that already.
Now, it's 25 years old, isn't it?
25 year wow. is this year, and our official day is Thursday the 24th of May. However, you can host your morning tea throughout May and June.
May and June. So where does the money go to? What sort of things?
The programs we have across our research, prevention and support services. And so support services are fully funded by generous donators like your listeners to 13 11 20 line, where people can call in who are affected with cancer, living with cancer, and get some support from oncology nurses. So that's a terrific opportunity for people to be able to get some help and support when they need it.
Great. And Benedict, does it not actually happen at the same time?
The date is the 24th, so lots of people have it then, but you can have it your morning tea throughout May and June. So over the course of those couple of months, it's easy to do and you can choose a time that suits you.
Fantastic. So,
but I want to ask a question now. If I host a morning tea
yes.
as the host, yes. am I allowed to skim a bit off the top?
No.
Oh, because
the cream?
No, I'm talking
yes.
about the money. I mean, I'm taking money. I mean, that's Australian business. I mean, this is why we're in Australia, isn't it? We skim a little bit off the top.
There's 33,000 Victorians who are diagnosed with cancer every year.
Wow.
So the more money we can raise, the more we can help Victorians. And so this year we're aiming to, with the help of all our supporters, is to raise $3.3 million to help.
Well, Warren and I are definitely on board. A couple of weeks ago, we actually had a gentleman in and we felt our own little man bits to see, talked about
testicular cancer. So, and he showed us how to check and make sure we're okay.
Well, I just spent the whole time watching, but yeah. But we are here to help. So we'll cross all cancers. We just don't give it to the one.
Absolutely. So Cancer Council supports all cancers and all people with living with cancer. So that's a great example of prevention, is being able to understand what you can do to help prevent cancer, and we're here to support you for anything that you need.
So I buy the sunscreen.
Yes.
So that all raises money as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Research.
Yes. All the our SunSmart protection, sunscreen and hats and sunglasses, and all the funds contribute to the work of Cancer Council.
See, so if you're buying these name products, you know, these Gucci sunglasses and things, you could be buying things at a third of the price, well, not even that.
Oh, from the
and
Cancer raising, Council.
Yeah,
and they're lovely.
And raising money, you could be.
Are they made by Prada?
No. they're good quality. They're terrific products made by companies from Australia and created for Cancer Council and promoted by Cancer Council.
Well, excellent. I think I might get a pair. And I do like your little hats. It was like blue and had a little yellow symbol on top.
We've got a terrific range of hats, sunglasses and sunscreens to be able to wear when you're outside and be sun-smart.
Andy was wondering about budgie smugglers. He's trying to take up swimming.
We do have a fantastic range of swimwear.
Oh, really?
You do? Absolutely. And of rashies and lots of other...
Because skin cancer is one of Australia's big ones. I mean, I'm turning 50. I've had quite a few little things chopped off my back.
What's a rashie?
So, you know, when you go out and you go out into the water and you want to cover yourself up, and you can be able to have short sleeves and long sleeves and cover your skin so you're not going to be burnt by the sun.
Have you never seen one?
No. I've never seen one.
They look like little wetsuit T-shirt things and they stop the sun going
through. How good's that, though? Like, imagine as a kid. Like,
they're very unattractive at the beach.
Well, I was a little bit overweight and I was always scared of taking my T-shirt off at the beach. And this would give you the perfect excuse to say, no, Mum says I've got to wear this rashie. You wouldn't have to worry about, you know, revealing yourself if you're conscious of
Absolutely. And actually last year, without trying to get off track from morning tea, but last year we collaborated with Bonnie and Neil, and they're designers, and they made a terrific new range of really interesting and trendy rashies and suits for everyone.
You need
to wear.
Check it out, Warren, because his wardrobe is terrible. It's just full of active wear. He's like a housewife from Toorak. I mean, all he owns is active wear.
What's your favourite morning tea item, Bernadette?
I think for me it'd be a healthy banana cake. We can have banana cake, but also some strawberries to go with it is always perfect for your morning tea.
What about scones and jam and cream? And
well, actually, there's lots of healthy varieties of those that you can have, and it's all about moderation, isn't it? So morning tea...
Are you a nurse or a doctor? I'm very suspicious over here. Have you been talking to my husband? Are you trying to change my diet?
Healthy living is important in prevention of cancer. So if we can all be able to eat well and live well, then we'll
That's true.
To
Bernadette Kennedy, Head of Supporter Experience at the Cancer Council Victoria. Thank you for coming to Joy.
Thank you so much, lads. It's been a pleasure.
So the biggest morning tea is on Thursday, 24th of May. If you want more info, you can go to biggestmorningtea.com.
We should do one here in Joy and ask everybody in.
Absolutely. And you can wear a rashie.
Oh, well, I'm going to wear something.
That's it for us.
God, we're nearly at the end. Hey, this weekend I'm going to be at the Melbourne Dog Lovers Show with Wayne and Little Millie. So we're going to be on the main stage at 11:30, I think. So come on down and say hi.
We're going to pop, Andy and I are going to pop down and say hi.
Yes, I have told Andy that when we're out in public, he's not to acknowledge me. Don't make eye contact. I don't talk to you outside of Joy.
So go see Tom there with Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne and the youngest little dog we've got, Millie. So she's going to be talked to. Well, being interviewed by Andrew Morley. Do you know him? He was the hottie that used to be in Neighbours.
Oh, yeah.
That used to dress as a priest, then had an affair. So he's easy and hot.
So will you be able to concentrate?
Well, yeah, I'm going to have Wayne there. Sometimes he makes me behave. But Millie's going to be interviewed talking about how she went from being a dog rescue to a TV star.
Fantastic story. We're back next week.
Yay.
Have a good week.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.